This is the three at three on Wisconsin's afternoon news.
Number one, Telly, at least we're not this person in Door County. The person was pulled over for speeding, already not good. Then they took a look at their front light because it looked dim. And you know what it was? It wasn't one of the headlights. It was a flashlight.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, a handheld flashlight?
Yes.
So they say that it is not road legal, not safe. Headlights are designed to provide powerful, consistent visibility, especially in Door County this time of year. There's no street lights. The department used this moment to remind drivers to give their cars a quick equipment check before hitting the road, preferably by placing broken headlights with actual headlights. And if you text LIGHTS to 855-616-1620, LIGHTS to 855-616-1620, it'll take you to the page where you can see it yourself.
That's probably not good even in the summertime, but like you said, in the winter it's getting dark early
and right.
Yeah, that's never a good thing.
So text light.
Yes, you got to see that. Number two, Governor Tony Evers on Friday vetoed a bill that would have, among other things, created a fine for people who fake the need for a service animal or emotional support animal. The Wisconsin Senate approved the bill, which the Assembly had previously approved on November 18th. But in a letter to the Wisconsin Assembly, Evers said he wants to prevent fraudulent representation, but vetoed the bill because he felt it unfairly affects people with disabilities who have legitimate needs. He also said the bill should have been developed with input from disability advocates and stakeholders. The legal protections differ for service animals versus an emotional support animal, and the bill would have created a $200 fine for falsely claiming to have a service animal and a $500 fine for providing false documentation of an ESA or emotional support animal. And Julia, I'm going to tell you that I learned a lot, just the difference between the two animals, but didn't know that this was a big deal in terms of people fraudulently saying they need these animals. And I will say this, I kind of agree with Governor Evers on this one. If you're going to develop a bill that is going to impact disabled people who actually need service animals, you might want to check with the disability advocates and stakeholders in this before you pass a bill, or at least try to.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people texting light, by the way. Look at that.
Yes.
That makes don't follow it. Use it as an example not to do that. Oh, a handheld light was being used as a headlight.
Yeah.
Text light to 855-616-1620.
Not good.
I still can't get over the photo. All right, number three. The nominations for the Golden Globes are out, and there are two actors nominated for portraying real-life Wisconsin people. It includes Kate Hudson, who plays Clara Sardinia, a member of the Neil Diamond tribute band Lightning and Thunder, which started and began in Milwaukee. She's nominated for Best Female Actor in a Musical or Comedy. And we know that Hugh Jackman came here to Wisconsin, and he was not nominated. Can you believe that?
Well, it just happened, so I think maybe the nominations
robbed.
Maybe were already in or something, or he could have been robbed.
Total snub. The other Golden Globe nomination that has Wisconsin connections goes to Charlie Hunnam, who's nominated for portraying the infamous serial killer from Wisconsin, Ed Gein. Ooh, he's nominated for Best Actor in a Limited Series. Other notable nominations: Wicked actresses Cynthia Erivo, Best Actress; Ariana Grande, Supporting Actress. But the movie is not nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, wow.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Another surprise. So you know how Hugh Jackman isn't nominated for Best Actor in a Motion Picture?
Uh-huh.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is. For his role in The Smashing Machine.
I'm going to admit, Julia, I checked out of Golden Globes and all those award shows years ago because they never make sense. And the people that get snubbed is actually the bigger story than the people that get the awards most of the time. So,
did you hear about this movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, who was my huge, I thought I was going to marry him one day back in the day. One Battle After the Other, that movie?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
It had the most nominations, including Best Picture, 9.
Well, what's the name of it again?
One battle after the other.
One battle after the other. Maybe I'll go check it out now.
Lifetime Achievement Awards will go to Helen Mirren. She'll get the Cecil B. DeMille Award. You may know her from the movie The Queen. And Sarah Jessica Parker, you know her from Sex and the City?
Oh, yes, yes.
She gets the Carol Burnett Award for Lifetime Achievement in Television.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There you go. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about an ocean spray investigation. K-cars, have you heard of those? Donald Trump wants them to be in the U.S. We'll talk about that. And also, a Cinnabon worker who was fired. We'll tell you why.